I remember I was in New Orleans not too long ago, and I was giving a talk, and I went for a walk with my assistant and several other people, several friends who had come there to hear me speak, and we were walking in the seedy section of New Orleans, where there's a lot of drug addicts, a lot of street people, a lot of prostitutes, a lot of poverty, a lot of lost souls. People who believe that they're alone. And whenever I'm in one of those places, and I seem to be attracted to those places, I think about there but for the grace of God, so many of us know, go I. So many people, when they see homeless people, they think about, well, I'd really like to give to them, but they're really just lazy. And they should go out and get a job. And that keeps me from being generous to them. And I would say to you that if you can't give with love, don't give. Just give a silent blessing. But don't send anger and hatred and judgment and bitterness towards those who are out there, whatever it is that they're doing. I wouldn't say give, despite, if you don't feel it coming from your heart, if it's not a heart-space thing, then it is artificial and you will just be filled with resentment and you'll stop the blockage of this flow of energy. So give a silent blessing to that person and hope that perhaps they can find another way or a higher way. But there's also the element of how often that kind of an attitude is what we use to keep us from being able to part with something that we are so attached to. And it's a very convenient thing to hang on to. And we often forget. And being in New Orleans, and there was a young girl, she couldn't have been more than 15. She had been on the streets for 4 years. She hadn't had a bath, I don't think, in all that time. She was obviously into drugs and smelled bad. And I saw the spirit in that child. And I started talking to her. And she was giving me the talk that you hear from street people about all the reasons why she was there and blaming her mother and blaming all of these kinds of... and essentially... not taking responsibility for what her life was. She started to cry after a little while, and I mean, she was really a little girl. And my heart tugged so strong at her, and I offered, I said, you know, my assistant, Maya, was there, and I said, you know, Maya could take you over to the hotel. We can get you a room there. We'll get you all cleaned up. Well, and she just didn't want any part of that at all. So before we left, I said, come over here, Carolyn. And I reached into my pocket, and I had a $100 bill in my pocket, and I gave her the $100 bill. And the people that were there with me said, as we were walking away, don't you realize that you just enabled her to have more drugs and that she's going to spend that on alcohol and on... And I said, you know, it doesn't matter to me what she does with the money. That's not why I gave it to her. I said, the money, as far as I'm concerned, represents one act of kindness from one human being to another. That's all it is. I'm detached from the outcome. I'm not concerned about where that will go. But maybe this person just needs to have one person put their arm around her, demonstrate a little caring, and maybe that one act will help her to get her life off of the streets and off of that death sentence that she was living out, perhaps. And as you practice generosity of spirit, detach from the outcome about what people are going to do with it, where it's going to go, how it's going to get used, whether it's going to be done for the right way or the way I think it should be done. Detach from that and give from your heart all that shows up in your life. That's how I give. When I give, I ask not for one explanation of how it's going to be used. The giving is done for the purpose of being generous, of the opening of the heart to another human being.